Hello and welcome to another Giants Double Play podcast. I'm Henry Schulman, the Giants beat reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. Our topic today is the evolving game, specifically how the Giants and the rest of baseball are moving beyond number crunching to more sophisticated tracking data that help players understand that things like the spin rates of pitches, launch angles, and other things that help them make the adjustments they need to succeed. Whether they rely on data analyst Michael Schwartz, or video coordinator Yo Miyamoto, who traveled with the team, or tracking devices with names like Rapsodo, Edgertronic, TrackMan, and Blast Motion, Giants players have far more information at their disposal than even a few years ago. In this podcast, you'll hear from reliever Ray Black, who is quite the evangelist for all this information, and starter Jeff Samardzija, who would rather keep things simple and not flood his head with too much distracting data. We'll start with Ray Black. I'm here with Ray Black, reliever for the Giants. And one of the things you notice if you dig into baseball savant is that Ray, with the, your fastball not only has the velocity, but the sixth highest spin rate of any pitcher in the majors last year of anybody who threw 100 pitches, high spin rates on your curveball as well, and slider. What does that tell you about what you're doing on the mound when you see that?
Well, everybody tends to have a different life to their fastball. And, some guys could sink it. Shark's pretty good with cutting balls, so is Mark here. But, for me, I have a true backspun fastball, and just kind of coming up through the minor leagues, it's one of those things I've always seemed to find more barrels in the bottom of the zone than the top of the zone with fastballs. The old adage and the old thought was we need to, pitch down and you don't get as much damage throwing down. But for me, it was somewhat opposite. And I kind of really never understood why exactly. But, with the advancement in the technology and finding out some things, my spin rate and my life plays better in the top of the zone with my fastball.
Well, that's kind of true of a lot of people now, especially with the uppercut swings. Isn't that sort of a reaction to people who are swinging uppercut? It's kind of hard to get around on that pitch up there.
Yeah, it's like us as pitchers, we're always trying to disrupt hitters' timing, and they're always trying to catch up to things we're doing. And, it seems like as soon as they adjust their swing to be in the bottom of the zone, we start working up in the zone again. But, with pitching and hitters, it's all different. You do have your guys who have that lower loopy style swing that, my fastball up plays a little bit better against. And you have, the guys with the quick hands that could get to the top of the zone a little bit easier. And, sinker ballers can get, their ground balls on a little bit easier. And, I think the advancement with the technology and things like that as well just kind of give us, Kurt and the pitching staff just a better idea of and even better matchups who we could be against or who we could play.
Now, you told a story to another reporter about how you came into the dugout one day, I believe it was St. Louis, and Michael Schwartz was in there, and he said something to you. What exactly was that?
Yeah, I actually I faced Diotti that day, and we had a pretty good battle going, and, he fouled off one or two sliders there, and I finally ended up getting him on one of my sliders down the way, and, sure enough, I came in the dugout, and Schwartz was able to live see it. And what'd you do differently on that last one? The spin was a little bit better, and hey, I missed his barrel, I missed his bat that time. So went back at the video, tried seeing exactly what it was that got the swing and miss. But I had some extra spin rate on it, and it had to do with a little bit of extension and staying on top of the ball a little bit better. And so then we can go back and look at that and say, well, obviously that pitch was better than my previous sliders. How can I try to mirror that? How can I throw that pitch more frequently, more consistently, so that I have that tighter spin, I have more spin, I have the better depth to my slider versus the side-to-side movement?
It's your depth, you're talking about tilt as
yes.
Well, and for just going back, Michael actually sits in the dugout while you're playing, and he can actually find spin rate data at real time?
Yeah, we have with the TrackMan and things now in baseball, every one of our pitches are pretty much logged right into a computer. And, we have guys in-house on staff who are on the computers during even games, and they're pretty much able to relay us information, not so much like on the mound, but when we're done with our outing or when we come off the field, so we can get immediate results. And, you'll see guys come down and into the dugout and things like that after the outings, and, after watching a half an inning, talking to CY and Boach, and you know, what we could improve upon. The next stop for a lot of us is, you know, going to the video room.
Yeah, I mean, in the old days, you did the same thing. There was a guy in there, and but it was just video. The TrackMan changed it. It's a game changer, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, any advancement in technology like that, anything that can really relay us some more information, we're going to try to take advantage of, especially as pitchers. You know, the game's gotten so advanced. The game's gotten so good now. You know, there's like a dozen, 15, you know, major league relievers, I feel like, on almost every club anymore. Even in AAA, you're watching guys throw, and you're like, man. So any type of advantage you could get, you know, over your competition, you're going to use. And, you know, with the advancement in the TrackMan as well, it's come with the spin. It's come with the efficiency of your spin. You know, it's just something that we really try and continue to use as a staff here. And, you know, some guys buy into it more than others. I'm one of the guys that, you know, if it can give me a 1% advantage or get me 1% better, I'm going to use it.
Now, you know, we watched the live BPs here before the game started in spring training, and we saw something that we didn't see before regularly, which was two cameras set up behind the mound, and Yo, who's the Giants video guy, standing behind there with a laptop in his hand behind the screen.
Yeah.
Does he actually talk to you as you're throwing to tell you information?
Not as we throw, but, you know, like I said, immediately after, I it was pretty cool to see as well. You know, I was able to see, you know, Shark was throwing his live, and I was able to stand back there and watch him throw. But immediate data, as soon as, you know, he finished his pitch on his fastball, was his velocity, his spin rate, his efficiency, the type of pitch it was, the depth, you know, to be able to see overlapping his fastball versus cutter versus slider and things like that. You know, just really interesting to see those kind of things because, you know, we're just trying to deceive hitters. That's all pitching really is just to deceive a hitter, get him off timing, off balance. And so if you could throw that slider, the same tunnel, the same line, so, I mean, is the easiest way I guess I could say it, to the catcher, it's going to look the same. And, you know, that's all we're trying to do.
The Rapsodo machine was another thing we saw. Is that being used more for the hitters than the pitchers? I know it does track pitcher stuff, but I mean, is that more for the hitters down here?
Yeah, I mean, the hitters use it. They're able to see their exit velocities and things like that as well, and their launch angles and all that kind of fun stuff now. But, you know, we use them in bullpens this year, the Rapsodo, and some guys will even use them in season. If, you know, maybe a pitch gets away from you, it's something you could look back at and say, man, my curveball is really good at spring training. What was I doing differently? Why am I now? Why is it getting hit now? Or, you know, why is it not having the same depth or tilt to it? Well, you know what? You go back and look and say, look, here's the data. Overlap one versus the other. You know, hey, you're getting around your slider. Your spin efficiency isn't 100%. You know, you're not getting that top to bottom 12-6 on the clock style spin. You're getting around the side of it. And so now I can go back and say, all right, well, I'm going to try and get a little bit more tilt. And I might be able to find that pitch a little bit. So, like I said, I welcome the advancement in the technology. And I think, you know, the way things are going now in baseball, we're probably going to trend even more in that direction.
And just lastly, you gave Alex Pavlovich of NBC Sports a great quote in the story he wrote about you, and it had a bit of a Rocky theme to it. What exactly was that?
Yeah. We've gone Rocky right now. We used to be, you know, old school style training in the barn, and now we have the technology like Drago in the movie Rocky.
Right, you went from Apollo Creed to Drago, and that actually worked out better for Drago in that movie, didn't it?
It did at that point.
All right, thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Next, we'll hear from Jeff Samardzija, who has a little bit of a different view right after this. Here with Jeff Samardzija. And we're talking about Rapsodo and TrackMan and all the things that measure launch angle and spin velocity and spin rates and pitch efficiency and all that. And I understand that you're not somebody who uses a lot of that technology. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, that'd probably be a fair statement, I'd say, for the most part. Yeah.
Is it just sort of the old can't teach an old dog new tricks, or do you just find that you have your own way of sort of figuring out what you need to do to adjust when things are not going correctly?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I don't use any of those numbers. Those ones you'd mentioned, I don't use so much, but you know, I think there's certain numbers that do play, for me, I'm just looking for streaks. I'm looking for consistencies. You know, things that just kind of stand out on their own from normal stats for these guys. And that could be as simple as certain count sliders or changeups or things like that. So for me, things that stand out are always important because there's a reason that they stand out. Mm-hmm. They've happened over and over again, and that usually is a tendency for that player or that team individual. So, you know, for me, there is value to it, but there's also you can chase your tail there for a long time sometimes.
Now, you had a gentleman, Michael Schwartz, who sat in the dugout during games last year, your video and your data guy and all that. I mean, did you ever come down into the dugout or into the clubhouse and talk to him, say, mid-game about something that was going on?
You know, last year was still a few starts, so, yeah. You know, I had a lot of other things going on in my mind last year. But, you know, I think Schwartzy for me is really important just to keep consistency going. So, you know, if something is out of whack, like I said, if there is an outlier, you know, he's kind of in a way scouting me, which helps. So if I'm doing something and the numbers are showing it and it's an outlier, you know, man, 2-1, you're throwing fastballs 90% of the time. Whereas, you know, everything else is usually around, you know, 60-65%, you know, then I need to know that, or your spin on your curveball's way down, you know, why is that? So for me, it's kind of a spell check in a way to just make sure I'm on the right path and not doing the same mistake over and over again. So
you don't even need to know the numbers. All he has to do is tell you that if your curveball is spinning or the tilt on this particular pitch is off, then it puts in your mind that you have to look at it.
You know, yeah, I think things get taken out of context a little bit when you say or other people say, you know, you're not a numbers guy. I think that's one way of, you know, wording it. But for me, I'm more of a simplification guy. You know, it's not that I'm just saying no, not this, not this, or, you know, they could bring anything new in, and the odds are I'm probably going to, you know, just keep it at arm's length because I want to be as simple as possible. To me, it's a simple game, and I don't want to make it any more complicated than what it is. And I want to hit the blacks on the plate. I want to throw above the zone and under the zone, and mix that with all four pitches and pay attention to what the hitter's doing and remember what he did the last time up against me, the last 10 times up against me, and that's where the catcher comes involved too. So, you know, it's, again, for me, it's just kind of just keeping it simple, stupid in a way. And to me, that's always worked.
We saw really, I think for the first time on a consistent basis during the live BPs where Yo, who's the video guy, would stand behind the mound while you were throwing your live BPs. Mm-hmm. Two cameras there, and he's holding a laptop. Was that a kind of a strange sight for you at all?
Well, it's either that or an ugly coach, you know, so it doesn't.
You won.
I mean, Kurt's a good-looking guy. Hergy, we got some guys. Never mind. I take that back. I mean, maybe I'm just going off the old guys of Larry and Basio and, you know, so, you know, we're doing good here at the Giants. They pick them good. And you know, you're worried about getting the hitter out. I'm not, again, they could have all the things they want. They could drive a truck behind the mound if they want. To me, it doesn't make a difference. If they're getting the information they need, then that's great. But like I said, I'm there to get guys out, and that's a goal.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this Giants Double Play podcast from spring training in Arizona, which is quickly coming to a close. We will have many more podcasts as the 2019 season unfolds. Giants Double Play is part of the San Francisco Chronicle Podcast Network. Audrey Cooper is editor-in-chief. If you like this show, please subscribe, tell a friend, or give us a review. You can support Giants Double Play and a lot of great journalism with a subscription to The Chronicle. There are print and digital editions. You can find out more at sfchronicle.com/subscribe. If you want to find me on Twitter, I am at Hank Shulman, or you can email me at hshulman@sfchronicle.com.